B'negeit ha'alachas associated with the current matziv over Shabbos and Bechlal. Since Tefillah B'Tzibur is extremely difficult and it's important on Shabbos to try as much as possible to daven B'Tzibur, one should take into account that here's an opportunity to daven Ba'arichas. Our Rabbeim encourage very much to daven Ba'arichas even at the expense of Tefillah B'Tzibur, where it's done properly with proper kavana, and take into account the Piddush of Tefillah B'Tzibur means davening B'Tzibur, gathering together all the 10 Koiches HaNefesh. There's a tradition from Chassidim, there's an advantage of davening with three people, of davening alone. If one has difficulty with davening Ba'arichas, there might be room for such a hiddur, although there's no halachic source for that. When davening B'Yechidus Friday night, before Baruch Hu, when we say Kegavna, we add the passage of Veloimar. At the end of davening, Lebrach of Mein Sheva is not even said when there is a minion, if it's not an established normal minion. Certainly when davening B'Yechidus, one does not say Lebrach of Mein Sheva. However, the section of Magen Avos could be said. After davening, normally when we go home, we say Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim. In this case, the Shalom Aleichem will be said. If people are davening at home, they'll be saying the Shalom Aleichem at home as well, and that's okay right after davening. During the daytime davening, Kriyas HaTorah is not held when there's no minyan, but it's still an inyan that everybody for himself should recite the Kriyas HaTorah, Vayakel, Pekudei, and HaChodesh. And don't forget to encourage yourself very much by the end of the Sefer Shemois with the announcement of Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek, and this is an important message to strengthen ourselves in this time. Yikum Purkan, the second Yikum Purkan and the Misha Berech, following Yikum Purkan, is not said when one is davening alone, and therefore they should be omitted when davening B'Yechidus.
The Moilad of the month of Nisan is Tuesday, 10:14 and 11 Chalokim in the morning, a.m. Rish Chodesh Nisan is on Thursday, Bayoyim HaChamishi. Birchas HaChodesh may be said in the privacy of one's home without a minion.
Regarding mikveh before davening, when the mikvehs are closed, tis a machloikas regarding using a shower for Tisha Kabin. There's a special thing that a shower could, some a Tisha Kabin pouring 9 kav of water could help instead of a mikveh. There's a machloikas if that helps only in a case where someone is doing mikveh for Tfilas Ezra, where they're required to go to the mikveh, or even for Toisefes Tahara for extra additional holiness. There are many sources that indicate that it's okay even for Toisefes Tahara, and therefore on Friday afternoon, where any other is a mitzvah to wash oneself, and likewise Shabbos morning, it's okay to take the shower, and Shabbos obviously would have to be a cold shower. One is supposed to stand upright, their hands on their heart, not tight, and allow the water to go down, and even if the water doesn't go in all parts of the body, that's considered okay. The amount of time one has to stay in the mikveh really depends on the shower head and how much water comes out, but this is approximately 3 minutes. Other methods that instead of mikveh is a bath, and the Rebbe also mentions in several places the idea of learning Mishnayis, particularly Mesechus Mikvois. The Chidot tells us that the word Masnissen, which means Mishnayis, is the gematria of 960, which is the amount of lug which is found in a mikveh. So generally, Mishnayis is metahir. Certainly, when we're learning Mesechus Mikvois, if somebody learns about Mikvois, it's as if they're doing Mikvois, and therefore we have the concept of mikveh that way too. And the Zohar and Parshas Kedoshim and the Mikdash Melech talk at length about the power of Torah, that Torah is like a mikveh and it purifies a person. There's another system which is used. This system of Mishnayis, Mikvois, does not help for Tvila from Tumah, it only helps for Toisves Tara, for extra holiness like Friday afternoon, Shabbos morning, etc. There's another system which is brought down in the name of the Arizal and in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, although there's some controversy about it. And the Rebbe mentions it in one letter, the system of Rechitzas Yadayim, of washing one's hands 40 times in a particular order. And the Rebbe says that should not be used in a case where somebody requires tefillah, only as an extra Toisves Tara, as extra additional holiness. There could be a source for this in the Gemara. The Gemara says if somebody wakes up in the morning, goes to the bathroom, washes his hands, puts on towels and tefillin, his washing his hands is as if he toiled in the mikveh. Shabbos, washing hands with liquid soap is perfectly fine. There are those that are machmer and suggest to liquefy the soap even more to make it more liquidy before Shabbos. The exact amount of viscosity is not mentioned very clearly, but if it's pourable, that's okay. But most poskim say that any liquid soap is perfectly fine to use on Shabbos. If one is wearing gloves, plastic gloves, to protect for hygienic reasons in this particular matziv, they're allowed to wear them even outside if they're going outside on Shabbos. Likewise, a mask, if worn properly in a way that it doesn't fall off, one may wear outside on Shabbos. Gel for cleaning the hands is okay on Shabbos. Thermometer, one should only use a mercury thermometer on Shabbos to check fever. Bichlal, the halacha is, if one is trying to prevent a sakana in a time of a magefa, one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos for anything which is desperate that one would do during the week also. Because this is a bit of an ambiguous situation and a bit unclear, then therefore it's preferable that every form of chil Shabbos that has to be done should be done with a shinui. On Shabbos Bechlal, we don't daven for sick people unless in the time of a magefa, a time like this, or a tzadas rabim, or somebody who's mesuk and sakana sayyem, where somebody's in a critical danger. Certainly, till it may be said in the current matzav, to allow for all chayil Yisrael to have a refuah shalema kreva. So, leibish to help him that this Shabbos hachodesh should be a true hischatzos, a true renewal, and will be zoich to vayakta, the gathering of the entire Klal Yisrael and the Pekudei, where every individual yid will be counted by Hashem individually, and there will be the ultimate chazak with the coming of Mashiach now.